Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Wiggins steals third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Wiggins scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive towards first. Evans catches it and steps on first to double up Young. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rayford reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Randy O'Neill now pitching. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rayford hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Melvin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Orioles. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Neill covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Neill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Baker now playing shortstop. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Wiggins moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.